It's late, and Andre is the last one in the building, like always. 49 runs a little center for the neighborhood. After school for the kids, a hot meal on Fridays, a warm room for folks who'd otherwise be alone. And Andre is, hands down, the most giving man you will ever meet. That's the whole problem. Because Andre doesn't just run the place. Andre is the place. He opens up and he locks up. He fixes the heater, finds the money, calls every family, remembers every name, every birthday, every kid who's having a hard week. If a thing gets done there, Andre did it, or Andre asked for it, or Andre worried about it at 2 in the morning. And tonight, mopping a floor nobody's going to thank him for, he lets himself feel the thought he's been pushing away for months. If I stop, this whole thing stops. There's no one behind me. It's just me. Now, we've spent 3 episodes building this man up. We told you, fill the jar instead of being the well. Hold the center for people running thin. Give first, but be nobody's fool. Andre did all of it. He's the hero of everything we've taught so far. So why is the hero the one sitting alone at midnight, scraped down to nothing? Tonight, we catch the trap hiding inside everything good we've said. Because Andre isn't strong. Andre is a bottleneck with a kind heart, and he's about to break. So let's name the trap, because it is sneaky, and it catches the best people every single time. Here's how it springs. You learn to give. You become the one who fills the jar, who holds the center, who shows up. People feel it. They lean on you, and it feels good to be leaned on. It feels like purpose, like mattering. So you carry a little more. And a little more. And because you're good at it, and because you'd rather do it yourself than ask and feel like a bother, slowly, quietly, without anyone deciding it, A.L. Evett ends up on you. And one day you look up, and you're not the center of a circle anymore. You're the bottom of a funnel. Everything runs through you. Nothing happens unless you make it happen. You went from filling the jar to being the jar, the well, and the bucket all at once. And here's the part nobody warns you about. This doesn't happen to selfish people. It happens to the most generous person in the room. The taker never falls into this trap. Only the giver does. Your goodness is the very thing that walks you into it. That's why we have to talk about it tonight. Because if we don't, this whole beautiful thread we've been pulling, fill the jar, hold the center, give first, ends with the best among us face down at midnight. Sure that asking for help would just be one more thing they failed at. So here's the idea that pulls Andre back from the edge, and it's the most important correction in this whole series. Holding the center was never supposed to mean doing everything. Go back to what a center actually is. 2 episodes ago, we said the center is the one who keeps the thread, who notices, who connects, who makes sure the giving keeps moving. Notice what that is, and what it isn't. The center's job is to keep the giving flowing. It is not to be all the giving. Those are 2 completely different jobs, and Andre quietly swapped one for the other without ever meaning to. A center that hoards all the giving isn't a circle at all. It's the old well, wearing a hero's cape. It's one person filling the jar for everybody. Exactly the thing we warned you about in episode 1. Except now, we've dressed it up and called it leadership, and that disguise makes it even harder to see. So here's the real shape of holding the center. One person carries the memory of who needs what. Another one drives. Another keeps the long view, the money, the calendar. Somebody bakes. Somebody just shows up early to set up seats. The center's true job, the only job, is to make sure the load is spread across enough hands that no single pair of them ever breaks. Including, Andre, your own. A strong center isn't the one carrying the most. It's the one making sure no one has to carry it alone. Now, I can hear the pushback, and it's a good one. It's the exact thing in Andre's own head that keeps him pouring alone. He hears spread the load, and his stomach turns, because to him it sounds like this, so I'm supposed to take my problems and pile them onto other people who are already busy, already tired, already carrying their own stuff. Asking for help is just dumping on folks. And worse, isn't it admitting I can't cope? That I'm not actually strong enough to do the thing I told everyone I could do? Good. Hold that, because it's the most honest fear in the room, and it's the wall that keeps a thousand Andres pouring until they drop. So let's look straight at it. Here's the thing, the fear gets exactly backwards. We think asking for help is a withdrawal, me taking something from you, me being a burden. But sit with what it's actually like on the other end. Think of a time someone you cared about, really trusted you, and asked you for something real. Not a fake, oh, I couldn't possibly. A real ask. Can you take this? I can't do it alone. How did that feel? It didn't feel like being used. It felt like being trusted, like being let in, like you mattered to them. Here's the truth. Andre can't see from inside his exhaustion. A real ask is not you taking. A real ask is you giving the other person the chance to matter. You're handing them the one thing almost everybody is secretly starving for, the feeling of being needed. The center that never asks isn't being strong or kind. It's quietly hogging all the chances to be needed and leaving everyone around it feeling useless. So no, asking for help isn't dumping. Done right, it's one of the most generous things you can do. So how does this actually work in a real life on a real Tuesday? Let me show you, because it's wonderfully down to earth. Meet Ashley. 29, new to the area, one little girl, a job that doesn't bend, and Ashley is dead certain she is completely on her own, no family close by. No old friends near. When she pictures her support, she pictures empty space. She's exhausted, and she's lonely, and she's sure there's simply no one. Now here's the small, almost too simple move. The book hands her. It says, don't picture who you wish was around you. That just makes you sad. Instead, get a piece of paper and write down who is actually near. Not your dream people, your real ones, the names that are genuinely within reach. So Ashley sits down, sure the page will be blank, and it isn't. There's the neighbor two doors down who always says hello and means it. There's the other mom at school pickup, the friendly one. There's a coworker who offered to help once and clearly meant it. There's her landlord's daughter, who's home all day. The page isn't empty at all. There are, it turns out, 6 or 7 people genuinely within reach. The help was there the whole time. So what was actually missing? Not people. Ashley wasn't short on people. She was short on one thing, the ask. Nobody knew she needed anything because she never said so. She was running the exact same play as Andre. Carry it all yourself, never ask, call it being strong, just in a smaller, quieter, lonelier way. So Ashley does the brave thing. She picks one person, the neighbor two doors down, and she makes one small, specific, real ask. Is there any way you could grab my girl from school this Thursday? I'm stuck till 6. That's it. And just like that, a stranger becomes a thread. The neighbor doesn't feel dumped on. She feels trusted, included, a little bit needed. And a woman who was sure she had no one just turned a name on a list into one of her people. You don't build your circle by giving harder. You build it by asking, on purpose, one real ask at a time. And here's something that might surprise you, Andre. This isn't just a sweet idea to make you feel better about asking for help. The plain truth is, We are not built to carry our lives alone. And people who study how humans actually do over a long life keep landing on the same simple finding. When researchers look at who stays healthy, who holds up, who even lives longer, one of the strongest things they find isn't money, and it isn't even how careful you are with your body. It's whether you've got real ties to other people, a web of folks who both help you and let you help them. Giving and receiving. Going both ways. Now I'm going to keep this plain and honest, because we don't make up numbers on this show. The careful version is just this: the small, everyday business of people needing each other and showing up for each other, a ride here, a meal there, a hand when it's hard, turns out to carry real weight. It's not a nice extra on top of a good life. It looks an awful lot like one of the things a good, long life is actually made of. And notice what that quietly means for Andre and his cup, poured down to nothing. When he refuses to ask, when he carries it all alone to prove he's strong, he isn't just wearing himself out. He's stepping outside the very thing that keeps people whole. He's trying to be the one human who doesn't need anyone. And that's the one kind of human there isn't. We are, all of us, the kind of creature that was built to need each other. Asking isn't the weakness. Pretending you don't need anyone, that's the thing that actually breaks you. Now there's one more thing Andre needs, and honestly, it's the hardest part of all, harder than the asking. Because, let's say, Andre believes us. He sits down, he writes his list, he picks somebody, and he hands off one thing he's been carrying alone, say, the Friday meal. He asks Maria to run it, big breath. He did the brave thing, and then, the very first Friday, he can't help himself, he hovers. He texts Maria 3 times. He shows up early just to check. He notices she's doing it differently than he would. She got the bread from a different place, she set the room up wrong, she's 20 minutes behind. And every cell in his body is screaming to grab the mop and just do it himself, because his way is faster and his way is right. And right there, in that hovering, Andre quietly takes the whole thing back. Maria feels it. She feels watched, second-guessed, like she's borrowing his job instead of holding her own. And next week she doesn't volunteer. Why would she? So here's the giver's discipline, and it is genuinely hard. Once you hand it over, you have to actually let go. Let them carry it their way. The different bread is fine. The room set up wrong is fine. It's their room now. Slower is fine. Here's the thing you have to make peace with. A thing done at 80% by someone who now feels needed and proud beats a thing done at 100% by you, alone, on your way to breaking. Because the 80% version comes with a person who'll be there next Friday and the Friday after that. The 100% version comes with one tired man and an empty cup. When you hand something off and then hover, you didn't give it away. You just loaned it, with strings, and took back the one gift that actually mattered, the chance for someone else to own it. Real giving has an ending in it. You give the thing, and you give up control of the thing. Letting go isn't the part where you stop giving. Letting go, I, is the gift. And here's the part nobody tells Andre, and it's the best part. We've been talking about sharing the load like it's something Andre does. For everyone else, a sacrifice, giving up his control, letting other people in for their sake. But watch what actually happens to Andre when he does it. Maria runs the Friday meal, her way, and it goes fine. And the next week, she brings a friend to help. And that friend knows a guy who can fix the heater for free. And suddenly, there are 6 people who feel like the center is partly theirs, because it is now, and they show up not because Andre asked, but because they belong to it. And one cold night, Andre's the one who's sick, flat on his back, and he opens his phone dreading the empty building, and the place ran without him. It ran. Without him, for the first time in years, the thing he built didn't need him to survive. And instead of feeling useless, he feels something he hasn't felt in a decade. He feels held. The man who spent his whole life being the one everybody leaned on finally, for one night, got to lean. That's the secret hidden inside sharing the load. It looks like the thing you give up. It turns out to be the only way you ever get to put the weight down. The lonely hero never gets carried because he never let anyone close enough to carry him. But the center who shares, who asks, who ands off, who lets go, slowly builds the one thing the hero never has, a circle strong enough to hold him, too. You were never supposed to fill the jar alone, not because you can't, but because the whole point of the jar was that, one day, when it's your turn to run dry, it would be there to fill you. All right, let's bring this all the way home to you. Because Andre and Ashley are just stories until you put yourself in one of them. So let me ask you three honest questions and actually stop on each one. First, what are you carrying alone right now that you don't have to be? Be honest. The thing at work everyone assumes is just yours. The thing at home you took over because it was easier than asking. The thing in your family or your friend group that quietly became your job and never got handed back. Picture the one that's heaviest. Second, who's actually near? Right now, in your head, don't picture the people you wish were around. Picture the ones who genuinely are. The neighbor, the coworker, the old friend, the person at school or church, or the gym who's friendlier than you've ever let them be. I bet the list is longer than it feels. And third, the one I really want you to sit with. Where in your life are you, the Andre? Where are you, the one everybody leans on? The one who'd never dream of asking, quietly pouring from a cup that's almost empty, telling yourself that's just what strong people do? Be still a second. You probably just saw yourself somewhere in that. And here's the quiet, enormous thing I want you to hear. The bravest, most generous move available to you this week is not to give more. It's to finally let somebody in. So here's your one thing this week, and I want to be very clear about what it is and what it isn't. This is not a test. You are not grading your life, tallying up everywhere you fall short, or proving how alone you are. This is a give, plain and simple, a gift you hand to one other person, the gift of being needed. Here's how, in three small moves. 1. Take 5 quiet minutes and write down 5 people genuinely within reach, not your dream team, not who you wish would call. Your real ones, the neighbor, the coworker, the school mom, the cousin, the regular at the place you go, just 5 names on a piece of paper. 2. Take OND thing you've been carrying alone, one real thing off that heavy pile, and hand it to one of those 5 with a real, specific ask. Not a vague, we should hang out sometime. A real one. Could you grab my kid Thursday? See? Can you take the Friday thing? I've had a rough month. Could I call you this week? Specific, real, out loud. And 3. The hard one, the giver's discipline. Once you hand it over, let go. Let them carry it their way, different bread and all. Don't hover. Don't text 3 times. Don't quietly take it back. You are not dropping the jar. You are finally letting other hands reach in and hold it with you. Write the 5, ask the 1, then let go. That's the week. So that's the 4th thread. And it runs straight through these 5 books. You were never meant to fill the jar alone, and the most generous thing a center can do is share the load on purpose. The lonely hero looks strong, but a hero is just a bottleneck with a kind heart, one tired person standing between everyone and the thing they need. Andre learned that the place got stronger the moment it stopped being only him. Ashley learned that she wasn't short on people, she was short on the ask. And both of them learned the thing that's so hard to believe from inside your own tiredness. That a real ask isn't you taking, it's you giving. Handing someone else the chance to be needed, which is a gift almost nobody turns down. So write your five names this week, make your one real ask, and then, the hardest, most generous part, let go and let other hands hold the jar with you. Now, maybe part of you is still standing there with your arms crossed, thinking, fine, share the load, build a circle, but the truth is, some bonds matter more than others, and you can't lean on just anyone. Good, bring that with you. Because next time, we follow this same thread all the way down to the smallest circle there is. Just two people, the bond between them, and why the deepest kind of giving is the kind that costs you something to keep. Watched over, as always, by Daisy. I'll see you there.